Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Sister Radio.
1, 2, 3,
show that we are doing, and Jimmy James is here live on Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jimmy James, a.k.a. The Message Mod, and me and the original Soul Sister number one, Maria D. Giovanni, we're sitting around on the couch watching these debates, and I have to say it was kind of fun because it was actually the first time I got a chance to watch any one of the debates, and I was on Facebook and Twitter saying what I felt about it, putting it out there and getting the responses from the people. And it was kind of interesting to see who feels what about it. So, Maria, what did you think about the debates? Who's your star?
You know what? It's interesting because I have an interesting point of view. And again, this is just a random show that we're doing. And I am really watching both of the candidates that we have out there. And I'm going to keep my little opinion to myself. I will talk to you, though, about some of the things that we did see tonight, so when we have questions. But we do have a caller, if you want to check out who our caller is. It's on area code 509. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on right now with Jimmy James. Can you introduce yourself for us, please? Are you there with us?
He's probably called.
Maybe not. Okay, no worries.
Probably called to curse me out.
No worries. That's cool. No problem. Jimmy, go ahead and take it.
I don't mind if you curse at me, because some of my views are really different than most people. You know, most people don't see things the way that I see them, even though this doesn't mean that they're not true. So I put some of this stuff out there. But before I get started, and this is like our first show without Mag, let's send a shout out to Magdalena out there at the Laker game.
Mag's at the Lakers game.
And she decided to opt out on these debates and go have some fun, and I don't blame you, babe. That's what we should all do, because it's bullshit with your feet in it.
Hello. Gonna rein you in.
That's what I have to say. That's what my first post on Facebook, let me see if I could read it. And what was it? I'm hardcore on the people about this. I can't find it now. Oh, here it is.
No, you got to beat things out.
Why? They say shit on TV. Okay, full of poo. How's that?
There you go.
You know
perfect.
What I mean? Well, I'm going to read what I wrote just so to get the impact of what it is.
All right. Forgive you.
They're both bullshit. It's just a deception to keep the sheeple thinking they have a choice when they don't. The puppet masters are tired of playing with puppets and big birds, and they're playing with yo-yos. Someone needs to ask them why the government just armed itself with 1.4 billion hollow point bullets.
Why did they?
Well, that's a good question. They said it was for target practice. They said it was for training, but hollow point bullets aren't what you use for training. They're what you use to kill people.
Well,
that's just what I put on Facebook. We don't have to address that right now, but that's the type of post I put on Facebook, because it gets a rise out of people. And the only way you're going to wake them up is to get a rise out of them, you know. So they look at that. I had another post that I put up here when they asked the question about how was Mitt Romney different from George Bush. And I put up on the Facebook that, you know, Romney made his money, Bush inherited his money, and Bush...
We have a caller that wants to talk to you, so hold on one second. Let's go ahead and bring in caller in the 509 area code. Do you have a question for Jimmy James?
Yeah, this is Becky. I need a rundown of the debate I missed.
This is Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, girl.
I missed it, and I'm going insane. I'm getting a little play-by-play from Facebook and my son.
You know, it's interesting, because I'm watching the CNN thing, and you know, Obama, I need to say Obama did a much better job this time than he did last time, with all due respect to our current president of the United States of America. So I have to give him that little bit of kudos. However, I'm watching the polls, and CNN first said that he came out and won, but in looking at all of the individual things, it looks like Romney came out ahead again. So as far as I'm personally concerned, it was a little bit different, the debate, than the first one. Jimmy, go ahead, tell her what you think.
Well, I'm being edited here. I'm being censored. So I'll probably be doing my own show and saying exactly how I feel without the censorship.
God. But I have to put a clip that this has nothing to do. What's one of those things that they put, like ABC says when Joyce Meyer does her show, that we are
not endorsing it.
Yeah, we're not endorsing
okay.
it or not endorsing it. So
you don't have to. I don't need endorsements right now.
I love it. So, Jimmy, tell her.
Well, like I was saying, I put a post up on the Facebook. I had a good time with the Facebook today, because I've never really watched the debate and, you know, interacted with people on Facebook, and it's cool to get everybody's opinions and how they feel about it. So I can put my opinions up, and I get some wild responses from them. And my opinions are probably wild to a lot of people, but I believe it to be true, and so I believe it's my purpose and destiny to spread the truth and help wake people up to the reality of what's really cracking when they're watching a deception on TV. Because all I think that the debate is the deception. Left wing, right wing, same bird, you get the same. Doesn't matter who wins, they still have the same agenda plan for the people, and the people making the agenda for the people aren't the ones you vote for. They're the president's bosses. So you're just watching a puppet match. Everybody's watching, you know, it's a deception, it's a waste of time, because what they got, and if anyone wants to know some of these programs that they have planned for the population of the whole planet, all you got to do is Google it and look them up, because they're there for you. But
my mom is a pretty thorough researcher, so your comment caught my attention about the bulls, because she, you know, call her a conspiracy theorist, call her what you want. I blew her off a year ago, year and a half ago, going, "Oh, Mom, you're being a little crazy talk now." And lo and behold, I'm reading things in headlines and websites, and you know, she's not sounding so crazy anymore. So you got my attention with your post.
Yeah, well, thank you. And what people don't realize is, yeah, that sounds crazy, but when you really read the whole thing, what they really have planned for the 21st century, it's so crazy you can't even, most people can't even comprehend it. They can't even conceive it, because it's just out of this world nuts. But, you know, those entities that used to operate in secret, they're not secret anymore. You can find them. You can find out who they are and who's making these Agenda 21s and Operation Garden Plot and Victory Acts and Patriot Acts and all these different Project Blue Beam, you know, all this different stuff that they have, this secret government stuff. Who's doing that? It's not the president. He's just a puppet. So I just think that, go ahead.
Well, no, do you feel like sharing a little bit, so I don't have to YouTube it yet, about, you had something on there about October something.
Well, there's something called an October surprise. Any of these titles that I give you, you can just go simply Google them or go to YouTube and YouTube them, but there's October surprise.
Now, tell us what that means, okay? We've got time
What that means is that there's a secret plan to do something, a type of a false flag operation. You know, it could be a cyber attack, it could be a terrorist attack, it could be something, but what the October surprise is supposed to be a way for this to keep Obama in the office, you know, he could cancel the election, he could, you know, whatever, but it's supposed to be something that is a surprise, and if you go look it up, you can get your information from the same place I got mine. It's not something I dreamt up or came up, or a friend told me. I research these topics, and I go look them up, and I come up with a conclusion, and I've come to the conclusion because the guys telling me are very credible people, it makes sense to me that they got some type of inside knowledge or some type of covert plan that's getting ready to go down and manipulate us once again, kind of like 9/11, false flag.
Yeah. You know, that's something that my mom said. Again, I keep reverting back to what my mom said, just because, you know, I would have thought she was crazy a year ago, but, you know, she did. She said something to the respect that our government could basically create our own 9/11 on us, and it's a way for something like to usher in a new form of government and
one world government. They want world control. It's the stuff that was written in religious stories. That, you know, it goes way back thousands of years.
Now that you've brought that up, and Becky, I know you know a lot of it, one of the reasons why in the Christian community they're so afraid to talk about the Book of Revelations is because of everything that is really what happening now. Correct?
It's funny you should say that, because last night I investigated the clergy response team. Why do you think churches don't pay taxes? There's certain things they can't talk about, and the Book of Revelation is one of them.
You know, Dean said that too. Becky?
I have not, so that's interesting. They're saying that they can't talk about it?
When was the last time you heard a crisis-telling revelation sermon come out of a big church like Saddleback?
I got to tell you, Jim Hagee Ministries, San Antonio, Texas, that man preaches end times and Book of Revelation like no other, and he knows his stuff. Jim, is it Pastor Jim Hagee?
No, I know who you're talking about, and he's one of the very few that does.
Yeah.
Yep, and he is on the money. But I'm telling you, though, if you read The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey and you read it with the Book of Revelation and you look at the correlation of everything going on in our world today, it is not a surprise by any means that what's going on is going on.
And you know what the cool part about it is that these ancient megalithic structures around the planet, like the pyramids in Egypt and Peru, and, you know, they're all over the place. And they're finding out that those things point to a cycle that the Earth is going through that we're about ready to complete. It's called precession, the great year. And at the end of these times, it's happened before. Society's like cleaned out. You know, the good go over here, the bad go over there, and they go on. And we're at a point where that's supposed to be taking place. And these assholes that are on TV. These assholes that are ruling the world, these bankers and all that stuff, they know about this, and they've been using this knowledge to control it, to take over the world and control it. It sounds like really far-fetched, but basically that's what went down. So, yeah, we got these are very magical times to be living in. And
I guess for me, I'll say it till I'm blue in the face, to me this election is so much more than it's more than economy, it's more than jobs, it's more than politics, it's more than, it's all biblical. It's beyond just what's right in front of us. And people, and again, I guess that's scriptural because people, it says very clear that those are not of the Spirit, can't discern the things of the Spirit, but it's just frightening to me that even, you know, and I guess I should bite my tongue, but you know, I can't really say I'm, you know, just an avid Romney fan because that's really not the case. I'm not a huge fan, but I'm definitely not an Obama fan, and I'm really having a hard time with the people that are the bandwagoners that just say, oh, I'm voting for this person for this, that reason, or the other, and there's no real rhyme or reason, but they go out and they vote.
Check it out. Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody, okay? But I don't vote. I don't even mess around with it. It's a waste of my time.
See, but then that gives us no right thought.
Well, I that's what I'm saying. Basically,
I hear what Jimmy's saying, though, because my husband's he won't even turn the debates on.
I'm saying, hell with the presidents, who are their bosses, and let's talk to those cats, because those are the cats screwing things up. Wow.
Well, I don't disagree. I think I'm with Jimmy. I think they are puppet masters, but I think, and I got to say from the bottom of my heart and gut and everything in it, that Obama is smooth and masterful, and I think he may be in a position as a puppet master, but he is being a puppet master. Put it that way.
Well, you know, I'm going to stay in the middle as much as I possibly can because, again, you know, I find myself in a very interesting place.
Yeah, you are.
Because I come from a family where you're either Democrat or you're a Republican, and I'm talking on both sides of my family, the Hispanic side and on the Italian side. And it's really interesting to be in the situation because there's a part of me that, I mean, my sister and my daughter, I love them to death, and they are very, very much Democrat. And, well, my daughter would say absolutely no, she's independent. It's interesting because there's a part of me that I really want Obama to win because my sister is just so, this is what brings her passion. This is her four, you know, this is what brings her passion. Mm-hmm. And I really do admire the passion and that they have for him, even though, you know, my personal views are way different. But when you have somebody, Becky, I've got a question for you because I know that your views are completely opposite, just like more so on my own personal views. What do you do if you have a child, one of yours, that was completely opposite of what you believe?
Pray for him.
Put it up for adoption, Jimmy said.
No, seriously. I think really all you can do is, I mean, everybody is going to have their own opinions. It's no different than, and if you really want to go back, it's no different than the prodigal son. You can't, you know, you can't ostracize someone for having different viewpoints. You just, all you can do is show them why you believe what you believe and leave it on the table and plant that seed. That's all we all are to ever be, is to be seed planters, and hope that that's watered through prayer and supplication. And they may never come to the same belief systems as you do. But, and that's okay. That's what makes this country great. But gosh, luckily I don't have to worry about that, because I got a random text from my son that said, if Obama is elected, we're moving to Canada. So, I mean, I'm feeling pretty confident right now, because that came out of nowhere. But if he felt opposite of that, you know, I couldn't, I'd just love him still the same. But I'd be like, you know, let me tell you why I feel this way. And you know, really, I think your beliefs need to match, you know, your inward beliefs and your spiritual beliefs really need to match your outward beliefs and what you're showing to the world. And when they're young, you know, I'm dealing with kids that are 16 and in high school, and that's a very impressionable age. But I also know that college year in the 20s, man, all I can say is bathe them in prayer, because really that's all you can do.
Becky, check it out. Okay, you got beliefs, then you have facts. Okay, when you have facts, you don't have to believe anymore, because it's facts, you know. And we're finding that there's a lot of things that we find out to be facts where you go, okay, I don't have to believe in that anymore. Like, for instance.
Yeah, but I don't agree with that, Jimmy, because you can lay someone the facts right in somebody's face. But if they don't want to believe it, they're not going to believe it, whether it's fact or fiction.
That doesn't change what's still getting ready to happen to them. And that's where that's the point where I'm trying to make. I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Don't make those.
Yeah, I'm going to make a prediction. And it's one way I'm going to make it is because of the fact is because I've seen the plan on paper. I know what the plan is. I've seen it. Now, most people haven't seen the plan, but I've seen it. It's out there. And all you have to do is look it up. There's videos about it. There's people that research this stuff and put it right out there for you to see it in plain sight. But most people don't have time to do that type of research. They just let it go, but I let it slip by and pay it no mind. So my point is that these guys are deceiving us, and that they have a nasty plan for America, okay, because America has to fall for the one world government to work.
Absolutely. America, I agree with you 100%.
Okay. So the presidents Bush and Obama, they've been systematically tearing down this country, ripping up the Constitution and, you know, the Bill of Rights, whatever, and they've constantly destroyed the sovereignty of this country. So they're ready to make their plan happen because they're running out of time. They have to implement their plan of total world domination before the human spirit does anything like evolve or get smarter. Okay, so that's what this is all about. It's way deeper.
So what's your prediction?
My prediction is this: as the country collapses, there's going to be a shortage of food. People will be hungry. There'll be the all electricity might cut off. Computers could shut down. It'd be total chaos. That's why they've got the FEMA coffins, and that's why there's over 800 internment camps in America, fully staffed and empty right now.
Yep.
Okay. They're waiting for them. They got the coffins, they got the camps, they got the gas chambers, and they got the bullets. They just bought the bullets. So they're planning to use that shit on us.
A Holocaust on America.
They're planning on using that shit on us to make sure that their new government kicks in, because we're going to be their hardest prop, their biggest problem. So that, if you want to know why I believe that, or anyone want to know why I believe that, or what I've seen, and go, wow, well, I've never heard this before, I want to see what you saw. I'll show them where to go.
It's executive orders. They're things my mom has showed me. Those are the exact things my mom showed me a year ago.
Yeah, those executive orders are nothing but giving him all the power to do whatever he wants to do.
Yep. And if you look at the history of the executive orders, all the presidents have initiated. However, I think he's up to, like, Bush is like 300 and something. And then I know Obama's up there pretty high, too, in the last, what, 3.5 years.
Yeah, and he's got to do what his boss is telling him to do. He's not the boss. The New World Order is the boss. The CFR, Bilderberg, you know, Wall Street, the central banks, all those cats are pulling the strings, and he's just a puppet.
Yeah. Well, I hope my mom listens to this show because it'll validate all the things that I was looking at. Her, like, you know, what are you talking about? So there, Maria, there's your perfect example. A mother trying to explain to her child, and I wouldn't believe it, and she says, trust me when I tell you, and there, here's Jimmy just backing it up.
Wow.
No, and, you know, I started doing this years ago, like right after 9/11, I was telling people, hey, that was a sham, because I started watching the videos right after it happened, and it was obvious to me that those buildings were imploded and that airplanes didn't bring them down, you know, and when you see the mystery around every different site, there's some type of weird mystery, you know, and why in the hell would they be having a drill of two planes being pulled into the World Trade Center the same day it happened? It's stupid. You know, they think we're stupid.
Well, we've got 3 minutes left, and I want to have Jimmy share with you his website. This is one of our new shows on Soul Sister Radio, and I am here simply to elevate and empower my soul brother here, and he is definitely the message mon. So, Jimmy, go ahead and give your audience your website and how they can get a hold of you every week.
Let me think. You go to jimmyjames.biz. So there, JimmyJames.biz. That's where I handle all my business. Also, if you need entertainment, you know, a band, a DJ, a KJ, I can hook you up with that too. And, you know, video editing, music production, websites, all that stuff. You can find me there. And if you want to know anything about this worldwide takeover, if you want to know where to find that information, you can just go to messagemon.com, and I think I'll put that up there where you with link where you can just go and see the videos that I saw and get the exact knowledge that, you know, where I got mine. I had to see it, then I made an opinion about what I saw. Also on my Facebook, Jimmy James, JimiJames, there's a page there called Message Mon. And all the research that I do when I watch something, I post it on that Message Mon page. So that might be the best way to get that information, because it's been stored there for a couple of years now.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for calling in and checking this out with us. And
I would have missed it. I saw on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I better call.
And this is like I said, Jimmy's first show here. Independent on his own radio. So I'm really proud of you, Jimmy. You know?
Hey, Jimmy.
Thanks for calling in, but it's not the same without Mags here.
I know. Well, we kind of did this off the cuff. Mags didn't even know we were going to do this.
I hope the Lakers are
You guys have a wonderful evening. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Okay, we will talk to you later. And I just want to go ahead and tell our audience, thank you so much for joining us here on www.soulsisterradio.com. Thank you, Jimmy James, for going ahead and signing up and doing your show here with us. Again, it is a pleasure to have our listeners listen to us every week on Soul Sister Radio. So, Jimmy, you have 30 seconds.
I hope the government doesn't come and try to get me for putting this information out, but if they want it, they're going to have a hard time finding me because I'm hard to find.
Well, the good thing is we live in America, and so far this is still the land of the free, and what we're doing is A-okay. So we will see you next week here on Soul Sister Radio.
Soul Sister Radio.